Good morning. How good it is to gather together every Sunday, but especially this Sunday in particular. We pause in the midst of the Epiphany, between the Epiphany season and our season of Lent, to lift up Transfiguration Sunday. We will be learning more about that through the course of our service this morning. But I was reminded by a member of our choir that our window up front is actually the Transfiguration window. We've got Jesus in the center with Moses and Elijah on either side. And we'll be learning more about them in the midst of our Old Testament and New Testament readings and our sermon this morning. All that to say, it is Transfiguration Sunday. As I said, a pause before we enter into the season of Lent, a reminder of who Christ is and what he will do in the weeks ahead. It is good to see each and every one of you. I want to extend a special welcome, however, to those of you who might be visiting with us for the first time. If this is your first time worshiping with us here at St. John's, there is a small card to fill out at either end or the center of your pew. Just some brief information so that we can learn more about you, so that you can learn more about us. After you fill that out on your way out of the sanctuary this morning, just to the right of the doors in the back, there is a small basket you can place that card in, or you can come up front and hand it to myself or to Reverend Dale so that we can be in touch with you. And I trust that all of you know, whether visitor or not, that no matter who you are and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome. As we are entering into the season of Lent, there's announcements to share, lots of things on the horizon. The first of which is a reminder and another opportunity to take home your Lent and Easter guide for St. John's for through the season. Take the old one from last week off your fridge and put this one on your fridge because there was a little issue with one of the dates. So this is the most updated one. It has the correct dates for our Lenten book study. But I do want to draw your attention to what is happening this week and next week. This Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, marks the beginning of the season of Lent, February 22nd. If you have not yet had an opportunity to sign up for the dinner provided by our elders, please take a moment after the service to stop in the narthex or the elevator lobby to sign up so that the elders know how much food to provide. You are, of course, welcome to that, even if you don't sign up. And all are welcome to the service, our Ash Wednesday service, then at 7 p.m., which includes communion. Then, starting the next Wednesday, March 1st, we will begin our Lenten book study, which takes us every Wednesday through the season of Lent and ends with ends the week of the Holy Week. So if you are still interested in being a part of that and would like some more information, please be sure to speak to Reverend Dale or to myself or to Lisa in the church office so that we can gauge how many participants we will have for that. And I also want to make you aware that a hybrid option is available. So we will also be having that via Zoom. But of course, you will need the link for that. So if you are interested in that as well, please let one of us know. On the back of that insert is more important information regarding the Turkey and Syria earthquake. Many people have called in and asked about where to direct funds if you are wishing to do that. So we figured we'll put it on an insert so it's written down for you. So there's information here about how to donate to that cause, either yourself through the United Church of Christ or through us. We can funnel those funds through St. John's to the UCC. Relief efforts. So please take a look at that as well. This is an important piece of paper. I saw some of them in the recycle bin from the 8 o'clock service, so I'm just saying, take it home. All right. Our last announcement is just about college goodie boxes, which are the date for that is quickly approaching. We are asking that those donations be here at the church by next Sunday, the 26th. I believe as of last week, there were still a few names, a few slots to fill. So stop by the elevator lobby on your way out to see if there's any available things that are needed for our goodie boxes. We usually send out about 24. So addresses for college students, updated addresses and goodies are due next week. And there is a table on just on the other side of this wall in our library for all those donations. I believe those are all of the announcements this morning. So I'm going to invite you to join me in taking a deep and slow breath. As we breathe in God's Spirit that fills each one of us and fills this place as we worship, as we take a very intentional moment to exhale, to set aside all the many things that busy our minds each day, that prevent us from being present and distract us from our time of worship, that we might truly be here and now and with these people as we focus and lift our hearts and our minds and our voices to worship this day.
Sometimes we need to simply get away, maybe to a quiet place, maybe to an altogether new place where we can see things in a fresh way. We all need to gain perspective because it's far too easy to get trapped in the motions of our daily habits here on the ground. And yet, God can appear out of nowhere, taking us by surprise, interrupting our well-worn paths. This is why we've come to worship, to remember that God can't be controlled, manipulated, or conjured up. This invisible God is still speaking, still acting, and continues to shape our lives and the world. We come to worship open, curious, and waiting for the God who is doing a new thing. We've come now with our hands full of hope, with yearning, searching for peace, and with a faith that is sometimes a bit fragile. Still, we are drawn to the one who has given us breath, life, and love. Let us worship.
Thank you.
Together, let us confess our sins. God, whose presence seems so hidden from us, we confess that sometimes we find ourselves on the short end of trusting you. We'd like it if you could show up in an instant to guide, fix, straighten out, and make the world right. We would like you to become our genie, available at our command for the things we want. And yet, deep down, we know that we cannot control you, own you, or possess you. All we can do is trust you. Give us the faith we need, the patience that comes with maturity, and the trust necessary so that our hearts might be filled anew with a deeper understanding of your grace, mystery, and love. Amen.
Friends, when we dare to confess our sins, to claim our mistakes, to ask for God's help, God does not meet us to straighten us out. God meets us to love us deeper, to love us further, to love us even wider. May we accept God's gift of grace and love, mercy and forgiveness. May it change who we are from the inside out, how we live our lives, and may we share it with others along life's way. Amen.